You know, in mathematics, there's this thing called the Laplace transform. And what it is it's a way to solve an equation easier or faster. So if you have an equation in the time domain and you shift it to the S domain, and then you solve it, and then you bring it back to the time domain, you solve your problem easier and faster. Whoever invented this mathematical construct was a genius. So the time domain is represented with T. T is time, right? The other domain, or the S domain that they call it, is represented with a S. So what they do is they switch the time domain to the S domain and then solve the equation and bring it back to the time domain with a solution. What's the parallel? The parallel is, let's say you got a problem in time, in the time domain down here, whatever it is. You go to the S domain, the spirit plane, you fast, you pray, you read the word, you meditate on the word, your mind is spirit, right? Be transformed in the spirit of your mind. So your mind is spirit. You start to think about it, cogitate, reflect upon, ruminate. You get the solution in the spirit plane, and you bring it back to time, and you work it out in time. In the S plane, that formula is very easy to solve. In the T domain, that formula is hard to solve. This is a real deal. I got a degree in math, but my main study was electrical engineering. And so the electrical stuff, they needed a quick solution, right? That's why they teach the Laplace transform in electrical engineering, because it switches domains, solves the problem, flips it back. Now, the Earth plane might seem complicated. It has a lot of variables, right? But it's really not complicated if you go to the spirit plane. Actually, the Earth plane, what is the spirit plane? The spirit plane is the source. S-O-U-R-C-E. C-E is walking in spirit. Our is our. Source. Everybody is a derivative, derives off river from source. What is source? Jesus is source. That eternal life. 1 John chapter 1. That eternal life. That eternal life manifest in the flesh. They could see him. They could touch him. They could hear him. They saw that eternal life. And 1 John says that your joy might be full and experience that eternal life. So what is that eternal life? It's the Holy Spirit. God sent back the Holy Spirit. And so, once you get saved, born again by the Spirit, you're an eternal creature. You're outside of time. You don't have to be focused on the drama inside time. The earth is a pocket universe. The earth is hidden, is covered, just like a woman. Her hair is her covering. She wears makeup, concealment. To conceal. If somebody's trying to conceal something, they make up stuff. They're trying to hide something about them, and so they make up some false narrative, you know. The earth has an electromagnetic field around it, and it's got an atmosphere. It's concealed. It's covered. Mother Earth, my Earth, is covered. The woman wants a covering. I've never heard any woman say it, but deep down in every woman, she wants a husband to cover her. She wants her covering. The men should never take the woman's last name. Never. When they get married. That's a destroying of the types and shadows of Christ and the church and Adam and Eve and the whole thing. Because she takes the name as a covering. It covers her. It's a type and shadow of what's happening in the earth, what's happening in time, in the flesh creatures. Your body has a covering. It's your skin, right? There's a verse that talks about the woman wearing a head covering because of the angels. Authority. Signifies that she has authority over her. There's authority in this world, and most people don't like it, but it's actually good for you. It actually keeps you safe, and it'll save your life, to be honest with you. Authority can save your life. Bad authority is not good, but good authority is good. And so everybody down here who's in authority position, they're all human, they're all fallen, they're gonna mess up. And you have to remember you messed up. So authority figure's not perfect, and you have to remember that. You're not perfect. The authority's not perfect. But to hold them accountable is a good thing. To have people under accountability is a good thing. There's a balance. Where is that balance in a nation, in a city, in a state, in a home, in a job, in a church? Where's that balance? It's a fine balance. It's hard to find, but it always equalizes itself out, because if somebody starts to go crazy, it always balances itself out. Putin, and I said this about a year, he'd be dead by the time he's about 70. He ain't got much longer. The equation has to balance itself out. If he's killing all those people for no reason, the equation is going to balance itself out. Believe it. What has been shall be, what shall be has been. Look at Hitler. He was destroyed, but a lot of his scientists ended up in the USA. And that's why you see the USA is doing some Hitler kind of stuff, because they've permeated society and lied to society so much that, you know, if you're dealing with a person that's contradicting themselves, they're trying to hide something. They're bent, they're curved, they're twisted. If you study the witches, root word of witches, it goes back to Wicca. Bend. It goes back to wand. They're trying to bend reality. They're trying to weave in some kind of texture of this, their creation, you know. To weave, to wicker, to bend. And it actually goes back to woman. It goes back to woman. Eve was the first witch, right? So the born-again woman, she gets saved out of that. But if you talk to any unsaved woman long enough, she's hiding. She's contradicting herself. She's hiding something. She's hiding her insecurities. She's hiding her... The unsaved woman's hiding her Jezebel spirit. I mean, to be honest with you, that's what she's doing. She really is. But anyway, the spirit, the answer is in the spirit.